today. Let's begin the service by singing song number 25, please. And let's stand together. Song number 25 with our songbooks. Number 25, How Firm a Foundation. Lift it up now.
How firm a foundation.
Mother's Day to the mothers that are here this morning, and it's good to be in the Lord's house on Sunday morning, and we welcome each and every one of our church family, our guests, and those that are watching online, and we've had a wonderful week, and we celebrated, of course, we celebrate Mother's Day today, but Wednesday we had our commencement exercise for Golden State Baptist College and had the privilege to thrust out a number of young people into the Lord's work, and we praise the Lord for that. And then yesterday, our church had the privilege, we had two different weddings from two of the graduates from Wednesday. And of course, we're still praying. praising the Lord for the Reyes and Fuller wedding yesterday at 1 o'clock here on the property. And then, of course, yesterday at 5 p.m., just south of Hollister at a beautiful outdoor venue, the Holly Lawman and the Brother Justin Post wedding as well. And I know that we've still have several guests and family members that are here, and we thank the Lord for you, and praise God that you're with us this morning. We're excited about what God has for us today, and we want to commit this service to our Lord and Savior, but thank you, mothers, for being here, and we're truly blessed to have such a wonderful, godly group of mothers at North Valley Baptist Church. Let's pray and commit this service to our Savior. Our Father, this morning, how thankful we are for the Proverbs 31 women of North Valley Baptist Church. And God, we want this to be a very special day for all of the ladies, and especially the mothers. May this be a day where they are honored, Lord, and I pray that they're honored every day, but I pray that they would feel a special blessing today. And I pray, God, that your touch would be upon this service. Anoint every special, every congregational. Lord, the choir as they sing, and then as our pastor preaches your word, I pray that our hearts would be open and receptive, that you would draw the lost to salvation, that you would edify your church. For we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing.
My failures, when I consider all the times I've let God down, I am humbled by the grace He has extended. I'm amazed at the mercy I have found. Oh, I could never earn His love on my own. Yet every time I come before His throne, I stand by the blood of the Lamb. I stand before the great I am. And when He looks at me, He sees nothing precious I can give. A broken life is all I have to offer, and yet it is a priceless gift to give. All the bitter mark of sin will never fade away, but I can come before those who have been saved. Praise God. How about 149 in your songbooks, please? Thank you, choir. Brother Romero, 10 years as a director of our choir. Praise God for you. 149. Oh, you're going to enjoy this song now. 149. Sing that verse. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me. Oh, yes. That's right. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me. Look at this.
Every one of you to church today, and I thank God especially for mothers. A very special day here in America as we recognize mothers. And as you came in this morning, I'm certain we probably undoubtedly missed several of you, but many of you received a white carnation. That means you're a mother, but your mother is home with the Lord. She's passed away. And I'd like that crowd to stand in just a moment first. And if you're a mother and your mother has passed away, whether you have that carnation or not yet, the girls are coming, and girls, if you'll come forward to the front, we want to give the white carnation out first. So if you have one already, you stand, or if you're missing one, your mother's passed away. All the mothers whose mothers are passed away, stand if you will, please, and remain standing up in the balcony up there as well. Girls, we're up there. Do we have enough workers up there? Go quickly. If your workers will see them, and remain standing, please. And the sorrow that undoubtedly that day was for you, when mother passed away. And I just thank God for you ladies. And now the heritage of your family rests largely upon your shoulders. And I hope you understand how important you are. A mother will always be a mother, whether your kids are raised or not. But you ladies don't have a mother to turn to. And so you have to have the opportunity to let your kids turn to you. Before they're seated, did we miss anyone? We have many up in the balcony. We're getting there. Girls, did you get everybody? Did I miss anybody at all? Give these ladies as they're seated a big hand, please. We'll let you be seated. And then those mothers, that you're a mother, but you have a mother that's alive. There's a pink carnation for you. Girls, come quickly, if you will. All the mothers, you're a mother, but your mother is still with us. Would you please stand to your feet? That is a good crowd up in the balcony. Wonderful. All real quickly, girls, move, please, okay? Don't walk slowly. That's it. Up in the balcony, move, if you will, quickly. This is wonderful that you have a mother that's alive. Love her to the last day you have her. And let's remain standing just for a second here. We're getting to you. Girls, go quickly, just real quickly. And if you will, we're thankful for you ushers while they remain standing. Will you get ready for the bulletins? We'll get those out. Keep our service moving this morning. That'd be great. Did I catch everyone? Did I miss anyone? Or was there anyone upstairs? Anyone downstairs? Did we miss anybody? Give them a big hand, if you will, as well, please. And then I want to say a word to all the mothers that are here today, just for the mothers that are here. If your mother is not here, please don't take this gift. Most of our Sunday school classes had a gift for you, adult classes. But in addition, out in the lobby, when you leave, there's two video walls, one on this side, Happy Mother's Day, and one on the other side that Brother and Mrs. Reimers and a team of ladies and men worked so diligently this week and put that wall together over the last several weeks, quite frankly. And there's a floral gift for you as you leave today. We're going to have that wall be the last that you take of off. They're on that wall if you've seen it already. And it's a good photo wall, so they'll give you others that are on the other tables. And once they're all gone, you can grab one, if you will, on the way out. Ushers, if you'll come quickly, and let's get the bulletin out. The only announcement I want to make is that is service tonight. Tonight's service is so very, raise your hand if you've missed the bulletin. Tonight's service so pivotal, so helpful. I know it will be helpful. I've looked forward to this for probably, I would say, at least 5 or 6 months for this message tonight. It's a Bible message based on the book of Matthew, Luke, and the book of Acts. It's only really two of the times they're the exact same story in the Gospels. One of the time it's in the book of Acts. So two times about a special place, and every Christian ought to have that. I believe you'll be helped tonight. Great, great night tonight. Ushers, if you also give a visitor card, a pamphlet, a brochure to all of our visitors, we're grateful that you're here. In the back, there's a card. You can perforate it, fill it out. Raise your hand and get the, it tells you about our ministry and things of that nature. And if you'll get that and fill it out and place it in the offering plate, we'd appreciate it. We have some mothers and daughters coming right now, and how grateful we are for these ladies. As I look at them, I believe every mother grew up here. Most mothers are born here, I believe, and thank God for them. And then their children were born here, and we're just very grateful for this special day. Mothers, we commend you. I think both being a mother and a father is very difficult in life because we have never done that until we get a run through it, and it's no trial run. You get one shot at it, and most of us flounder many times. I know as a father I have, but I've tried, and these ladies are good mothers, and they have their sweet daughters with them today. Let's see if you could pick out the mothers. I'm not sure. Maybe you can't. Ladies, you come and sing for us at this time. Thank you so very much.
Pray.
as our Proverbs 31 ladies, all of them, the girls and the mothers. And we want to say congratulations. We have a flower. I think I must have moved it here. And a pink flower, the birth of a baby girl, to Patrick and Michaela Burkfield. They come every service. They're here. And we're congratulating them today on the birth of a baby that born Sunday, April 28th. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're in May, aren't we? Just May. I get so mixed up month, but on the 28th, that's correct. 8 pounds, 12 ounces, 21 inches long. They're a good couple. They're sweet people. Congratulations on the birth of their baby girl. We're going to prepare for the offering today, and it's one of the great needs in my heart right now. One of the great needs, I told the men at prayer, there's three souls that we'd reach souls for Christ. And two, staff housing. Just, I'm not talking about rich palatial. I'm talking about somebody go buy us 4 to 8 apartment buildings and complexes that we could remodel. Don't have to be new, just around this area. We just need housing. It's just very difficult. These people come to work here, and they work a very small income. And we're grateful for them. But I've got to find places to put them, and it's just very, very expensive. And I'm praying that God will do that in my lifetime soon. And then we're praying for the day-to-day finances. I guess you'd have to understand a nonprofit organization, that's what a church is. We have no investments. Some churches, I know one church, not located in this state, but there are churches in this state with that denomination, and that's really a cult, but they own one of the major grocery stores in America. One nearby, and people own things. Churches own great investments. Well, this church owns nothing like that. We are just day-to-day operations. It's not quite $200,000 a week, about $185,000 a week we need to keep a college open, keep the Christian school open, keep the publications going, keep these buildings going. Pay the utility bill. This utility bill in this room alone, just for Sundays and Wednesdays, it's over $10,000 a month. And it's probably right now because they've just raised it a lot more than that. It's always a cost. We have an elevator that by law we have to fix. It just went out. It's $52,000. We have a roof that's putting on this summer in the academic building and air conditioners, almost $400,000. So I think you get the idea. It really burdens me about the finances. But somehow, almost for 49 years now, next in July, we'll be 49 years old, somehow God's paid those payments. Amen. And Ms. Treber and I have been here all those years, and we've just watched God do it. But I'll guarantee it, there's a lot of prayer goes into finances. I hope the ushers, as they're coming right now, I hope that God's people will give very generously, very liberally to the work of God. I pray that if you are led to move and sell a house, that you tithe off of it. Amen. I pray that if you have an inheritance, that you tithe off of it. I pray that as you have a will, you tithe off of it. When I say that, I never advise people to sell the house and split it amongst their kids and then tithe off the house. Maybe your kids need that house. But don't forget that everything we have, we're a steward for God. Brother Flood, I appreciate you so much. He is preparing for youth conference, and it's around the corner in June. Come and lead us in prayer for the offering today, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so blessed to be here in the service time and to be a part of this church where we get to come and worship you. And we're thankful for today on Mother's Day that we get to honor all of our great mothers and even those that have passed on are now with you. But God, during this offering time, I pray that we would be found faithful in our tithes and also our love gifts, that God, you'd prick upon each of our hearts exactly what you'd have us to give, that the work of God here at our church can continue to move forward. And God, I pray that you please would bless our church and would bless the gifts and the givers. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take your Bibles, turn to the book of Proverbs today. We're going to deviate this one Sunday from the book of Colossians. We've been there since January 7th, and we'll pick it up next Sunday in chapter 4 again in the book of Colossians. As you turn there, this does not relate to my message other than the fact that while we have one another, we need to love one another. We had a college girl, Emma Freeman. She sits right here. In this section, she went home after graduation on Thursday, and Emma was while in an airplane. She landed in Virginia and was greeted by one of her family members and said, while you're on the plane, your brother, 13 years of age, was killed in an accident. And that dear family, Gilgrove Baptist Church, Pastor Brothers, is going to have that funeral this week. It's such a hard time. And that little girl's life has been so badly affected, so sorrowfully affected, I should say. And that mother and dad, you pray for that pastor. You pray for those parents. Freeman is the name. I have a roommate in college. He's a couple years behind me, but his daughter, 44 years of age, and his granddaughter were both killed last week in a car accident. The funeral's tomorrow, Dr. John Getch. And he's been my dear friend and a faithful man of God. And I don't understand all these things. But next year on Mother's Day, if the Lord tarries, we may have someone missing. Love every person around you.
Amen.
And don't go to bed with situations in your life that you're not right with one another. Be right with your mate. Be right with your children. Be right with your parents. Be right with your in-laws. Be right with your church. Be right with your pastor. Be right with everybody in life. Don't be the grump at work. Be the one that brings joy. And some will be missing next year if the Lord tarries. Brother Bunker, I think I just saw you. I've been looking all over for you. Brother Bunker, right there you are. Glad you're here to pick up your daughter, Melanie, to go home. And I heard the post just walked in a while ago, right over here. Congratulations on your wedding today, yesterday. And we're glad that you're here. And grateful that you have a grandbaby coming. We found out in class today. And that's wonderful. Mothers, I stand before you as a frail instrument because I know I failed my mother in life. I wasn't a perfect son. But I can tell you this, when I saw her in her casket, I don't think of anything that was left undone. And I didn't have to hug her. I remember in the old building, probably 40-some years ago, a man came to the casket and picked his mother up. She's buried out here in Santa Clara, and picked her up and began to scream at the close, "Mother, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was so wrong, Mother." And he took that cold body and lifted it to himself and said, "Please forgive me. It's too late. If you got something to get right, you better get it right now." Tonight, today, we're going to stay in the book of Proverbs. I'm asking you to keep your Bibles open as we deviate from Colossians chapter 4. And often on Mother's Day, I speak about the duties of mothers. That's very understandable. Years ago, I remember I gave every mother a card. And it was a white card, glossy color, and it had an M. It was a beautiful gray, big M. And then the remainder of the word. O-T-H-E-R-S. M stands for mothers, others. And every mother lives for others. Read Proverbs 31 sometime. She lives for a husband. She lives for a household. She lives for a field. She lives for the poor. She's living for everyone. And ladies, we appreciate you so very much. But instead of giving mother her duty, yet you do have a duty. You have a duty to pray for your family. You better be praying for your husband. You better be praying for your children and grandchildren. And you do have a responsibility not only of prayer, but demonstration of a love for your children. That is a demonstration. The word love is a commitment to meet needs. And you have a responsibility. Your kids ought to hear. I read a clinical psychologist 40 years ago, Clyde Darrenmore. I'm not into psychology, although I took it in college. But he said, by the time a child leaves your home, he should have heard 10,000 words of encouragement from a mother and a dad. That's a great statement. So mother, you have a responsibility of prayer. You have a responsibility to demonstrate. You have a responsibility of example. We speak so loud, we can't hear what you say. So what they see is more important than what you say. God gave us two ears, one and two eyes, and one mouth. I believe it's so important that a mother sets the right example. How to forgive. How to seal their lips and how to be cool and how to get off the internet and get in the moment with your children. Don't be spending all that time on that Facebook and false book, whatever they call it. I don't know what it is. And then I think you have a devotion to your family. But today I turn our attention to our responsibility. As a child, as we look to our mothers. And tonight, today I want Hudson, my grandson, Riley and Hudson, I think I'll use Hudson for this illustration. Would you come up this way and grab a microphone here? And Hudson's going to be a senior. His brother will be a senior, and they're both a senior in high school. They're both single, ready to get married. So you grab a microphone. You're not married yet, are you?
No, sir.
No, sir. You don't like, sit right here in Papa's chair right there, if you will, and just tell me how that feels. Has it got a good feel to you? You think you want to preach today?
Maybe a few years.
A few years. That'd be great. So Hudson's going to help me because Hudson and his brother really was the star, I guess, more lines than this guy right here. But maybe it's because, Riley, you're smarter than he is. I'm not sure. I can't believe how many lines he had in the play. But you were in the play recently and he had lines, but your biggest line was two words. Each word had two letters, really, and the two vowels were the same letter, and then it had an M and a W, so you could put it upside down. And so, Riley, Hudson, you just stand right here for a minute. Let me help you with a few things, and I'll be your mother. No. I'll be your mother for a minute. Hudson, did you brush your teeth? That was his big line on the play. He complained about everything. Aw, Ma. Hey, son, would you go pick up your room, please?
Aw, Ma.
Yeah, he's got it down. Hudson, would you take the garbage out, please?
Aw, Ma.
Yeah, you're getting it good. Do you ever try that at home?
I'm too scared to
too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Get a little bit closer to your mouth. How about this? Hey, son, your mother's speaking to you. Would you go sweep the porch, please?
Aw, Ma.
Exactly. You're doing great. Aw, Ma. You could preach. I think it's on you, brother. Did you make your bed this morning, son?
Aw, Ma.
Did you finish your homework?
Aw, Ma.
Yeah, we're doing well. They'd be seated right there. I'm preaching this morning. Aw, Ma. It's a really deep message. Aw, Ma. Boy, I tell you what, I remember his mom saying, Aw, Dad. Maybe that's why I learned his lines so well. What do you think, Riley? I don't think she ever said that. Proverbs chapter 1 today. And would you look with me in verse number 8? My son. And of course, you see this throughout this entire book. Verse 8, my son. Verse 10, my son. Verse 15, my son. You'll notice in chapter 2, verse 1, my son. You know, chapter 3, verse 1, my son. Chapter 3, verse 11, my son. This is the wisest man at that time, Solomon, writes to his son, Rehoboam. And Rehoboam had this entire book of wisdom. His dad dealt with him nearly 300 times. He said, son, guard your mouth, your lips, your speech, your tongue. I've got them all marked in my Bible. He talked to him about his words, his wealth, money, silver, gold. He talked about women, quality women, and wicked women. He talked about wisdom to his son. I won't continue to go, but I have about maybe 10 or 12 or 15 words that deal with W's. His walk, you see it all there. And here in this text, he's dealing with the son, the tragedy about his son, Rehoboam. He'd rejected everything his dad gave him. He threw it all away. He threw away what his mother had tried to give him. He was a know-it-all. Life's about me. He was a narcissist, really, is what he was. And here in chapter number 1, verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of the father. Now watch. Read this last part. Ready? Begin. And forsake not the law of thy mother. To forsake, don't reject the law, the teaching of your mother. Mother, your mother's taught you the word of God and your dad as well. Don't reject that. Hudson, I ask you a question, and would you be your mother for a while? Would you please grab Mother's Bible for me? It's time to read the Bible together.
Oh, Ma.
Be seated, please. You know, why would we treat our mother like that? Oh, Ma. Oh, it's the Bible. What do you want Mother to give you? Drugs? A little marijuana? Fentanyl, where 108,000 of our kids died in the streets of America last year? Is that what you want from your mother? I want liberty. What do you want to do? I want to drink liquor. All right, go ahead. Let me tell you something about liquor. It's not freedom. It's not liberty. It's enslavement every time. 54 years ago, God called me to the ministry, and I've been in the ministry for all these years. I want to tell you something. I have never one time, I have pastored thousands upon tens of thousands of people, I've never seen one time where liquor has ever helped a family. I've never seen where the lottery, I remember about 30 some years ago, they were bringing the lottery into California, and a couple on Friday afternoon, they came to see me. Excuse me, it wasn't a Friday. On Friday, he would get his paycheck and he never would come home on Friday. He went and gambled his money. And the next week, he wanted to come in because he always felt so saddened that he wasted his money. But on Friday, get paid. Every week, go to the bank and go lottery. She said, I never have any money for groceries. My kids are hungry most of the time. Tell them what you do with the money. And with shame in his heart, he said, I'm sorry to say I gamble it. I'm addicted. Hey, here's a mother, and a mother, forsake not, don't reject what mother's trying to put in your life. Mom puts correction. Mom puts instruction. Mom puts the Bible in her life. Oh, I can remember those days. My dad, I'd be out there playing baseball in the street. We didn't have parks nearby. And we'd be playing baseball in the street. And I can remember off of College Avenue when we played. And my dad would say after dinner, we'd eaten dinner, and I was out there playing some more ball with the neighborhood boys. And he'd say, "Dad, son, come on in, family devotions," he'd call it. I called it family Bible time, but family devotions. I was so embarrassed with that when my dad told me he wanted family devotions. The boy said, "What is that? What is family?" I said, "No, no." He said, "Commotions." I was a good liar. I'm going to Bible time with my parents and telling my friends we were doing something else. Oh, it's just a good time with our family. What a fool. I'm so grateful that I had a mother and dad and a mother that loved the Bible. Amen. I have her Bibles. I have my dad's Bibles. What a precious memory. Once in a while, I'll bring out that German Bible and look at that German Bible they had. And I look at those English Bibles they had. I'm grateful that those Bibles of my parents are worn. I'm grateful our kids had a mother. I've got so many of my wife's Bibles. I pulled them down this week. I was looking at her Bibles in my office that I'm storing them for. She uses the other ones she has now. If she wears them out, I'm glad they're worn. I'm glad it's obvious that she has spent time. I'm glad she had a mother who died at age 45, left 8 kids, but my wife has her mother's Bible, and you could tell that lady had a Bible that she used raising 8 kids. Your mother wants to teach you the Word of God. Don't be this ma stuff. Don't be rejecting the faith of your mother. I see in the Scriptures, I'm going to run you through it with this morning. So we see the rejection of mother's Bible, the rejection of mother's law. Look what he says in chapter number 10 and verse number 1. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. You're turning there. Let's read it together. Proverbs 10, 1. Proverbs 10, 1. Ready? Begin. The Proverbs of Solomon. Who wants to put heaviness on your mother? I'm suggesting today that you never reject mother. And you never rebel, secondly, against mother. The Bible says that this person here is heaviness to his mother. Don't cause your mother to have sleepless nights. Worn out stress because of you. You wear it out. You can, if you want, rebel against your mother, but you're always rebelling against God and you're rebelling against yourself. It will always wind up ultimately hurting you. Faith of our fathers, we sang. Well, what about faith of our mothers too? Thank God for the godly ladies. Thank God for you that today, for some reason, God help you. The husband walked out and you're raising kids by yourself. I admire you. Thank God for your fathers. The wife is maybe in heaven. And I've looked around the room today and I saw here's a godly father, a good father, and you're being father and mother. And you must feel like at times I'm failing. The kids, let me say today, don't reject what your mother's Bible's about. Don't reject or rebel against your mother. A man of the Bible in the book of Judges. More is said about this judge than any other judge. This judge was a good judge. There were 13 of them over a span of about 400 some years. This judge was an incredible judge. In fact, when mother found out, and the Bible says the angel of the Lord said, you're going to have a baby. And it's an amazing thing about that mother. She went directly to her husband and said, this man told me something. This person told me something. She wist not, the Bible says that it was an angel. And she went directly to her husband. No secrets in the homes. Children and parents, parents with one another. And he said, well, ask him. If he comes again, ask him how we're supposed to order the child. How are we supposed to raise him? In other words, this daddy was a good daddy. He said, I don't know what I'm doing. We as men don't. And he appeared again and said, Here's how you order. And he began to instruct them about ordering this. This child had such a great beginning. Brought into a good home, a godly home. And he was a good judge. One day he came to his mother in Judges 14 and said, "Mother, Dad, I want a woman from over there." "Where, son?" "The Philistines." You know, David and Goliath, the Philistine. The Philistines have always been the enemy of God. And he said, I want a wife from over there. They said, "Oh no, are there not any good ladies here? By the way, you want to find a good woman? Find her at the house of God. I mean, you're not going to find a good woman in a tavern. It's easier when we preach together. You're not going to find a good woman shooting up together. You're not going to find a good woman shacking up together. You're not going to find a good woman who doesn't get along with the parents." May I say today, and I know some, don't take that to the extreme. Sometimes some parents are so crazy. They X you out of there. They're going to have to deal with that. But this boy rebelled. Samson rebelled. Said, "No, I want a Philistine woman." You know what that woman did? She began to put doubt in everything that he was taught. Don't date a guy that's going to put doubt on God's plan. Husband and wife. The house of God. The things of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's not the type of person you want to spend your life with. You want a mate that wants more of God, more of the Bible, more of singing. Folks, it's hard to preach without you involved today. But you want more of that. Samson got what he wanted. You know where it ended up? She led him to a place where his eyes were gouged out by the Philistines. And his strength was gone. And they mocked him and they brought him before the enemies and laughed and scoffed him and then threw him down in the basement where there's a big banquet going on. Yes, in his death he pulled down, his strength came back and his hair did grow. And the Bible says he pulled down the house and so many were slaughtered in his death. But wait a minute, he died too. What was the root? He rebelled. You're going to lose your mother one day. All that you stood that had a you have a pink carnation, you have your mother, you're going to lose her. And it's our prayer as adults that I want to go before my kids and grandkids. It doesn't always work that way. But you don't want to look back at a life of rebellion. You don't want to look back at a life of rejection. Would you turn to chapter 15? I'll try to wrap it up in the next hour or two. Just checking to see if you're listening. Look at this, chapter 15. I want you to read one verse with me. Proverbs 15. Would you read verse number 20, please? Thank you for reading. Proverbs 15, 20. Ready? Begin. A wise son. Despises. That's the key word. When someone despises, it means no regard. No regard. It's disregard. It is to hold in contempt. In other words, you renounce. You reject. We rebel. And we renounce. I know more than you, mother. Son, please sit up straight. Try it with the microphone. Son, sit up straight. Use the microphone, son. Or papa, whatever the case might be right here today. Is that the attitude toward your mother? We sang in Sunday school. Was it Sunday school? We sang Precious Memories. How they linger. You want to have good memories, and all of us have flaws, and we have days and think, oh, I wish I could redo those days with my mom. But can I say today, from this day forward, do not renounce, despise your mother. Do not rebel against your mother. Do not reject your mother. I recall the story that D.L. Moody used to tell Moody died in 1899, the great preacher. He told the story of a Scottish girl raised by a sweet, godly mother in a good home. Dad died and she got bitter. And she began to rebel and reject everything her mother had put in her heart. She decided that I'm old enough, I can live without my mother and the faith of my mother. And you probably know where this story is going. She went out to the world, moved away to Edinburgh. Not far from her mother, but in another city. While she was there, she literally destroyed her life as she went into deep sin. On this night, she decided as she went back to the little flat where she was staying that night, and said, my life is of no value. I'm going to take my life tonight. It was a done decision. She said, I'm taking my life tonight. You can almost imagine where this story is going. She said, before I die, I'm going back to the neighborhood and just look and see the home where I was brought up and think of all the stupid decisions, the foolish decisions I made with my life. In the dark, in the middle of the night, she went and she thought she saw the door open of the little cottage. So she lifted the lever of the little gate, white picket fence, and she walked in and shut the gate. She walked a little bit closer and said, the front door is open. It's the middle of the night. It's the dark of the night. Something must be wrong with Mother. She went in the house. She said, Mother. And her mother came. Like the prodigal son, her mother braced her and hugged her. She said, what in the world are you doing? The front door is wide open. And you know the story. She said, honey, the day you left, that door has never been shut. In the cold of winter, it's open. In the midnight hour, it's open. In the early morning, it's open. Because I prayed if you'd come back one more time, you'd always see the door open to your home. That night, she said, Mother, I was going to kill myself tonight. I just stopped by to look. I never thought I'd come in. But I came in, and I feel like I'm home. You can reject your mother. You can rebel. You can renounce her. Chapter 31, and I'm done. Chapter 31. Look what the Bible says. In chapter 31, in verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy, watch this, that his mother taught him. You know, we've talked about rejecting mother and rebelling against mother and renouncing mother, but this man had a choice to make. And this boy perhaps chose to ridicule his mother. She became an expert. This text, you'll see it, she became an expert at teaching. Before we get to verse 10, that verse, it talks about a virtuous woman. And you can ridicule, oh, my mother, she's such a religious nutcase. All about God, all about Jesus, all about prayer, all about the Bible, all about church, all about living for God. You can ridicule your mom all you want. Stand with me at the marker where your mother's going to be laid to rest. My parents are both laid to rest in Santa Maria, California. I don't get down there very much. But when I get down there, I always clean the marker. And I always work around it. I take things to clean it. And I stand there and look at my dad's name and my mother's name. And the date of birth, 1923 and 1924. The day of their homegoing, 9 years ago, 7 years ago. I miss those old people. I always take something out there, spend some time, and I know they're not there.
I always look at that verse they have, John chapter 11. I am the resurrection and the life. I miss my parents like you miss yours. We go to my wife's marker, her mother's marker. Her mom died in 1970, October the 4th. And we always take something to trim it, clean it. We stopped by there to see that marker. That's many years ago now. You know, friend, you're going to stand at your mother's marker one day. Never talk back to your mom.
Amen.
Oh, Ma.
The guy's a little slow. He's got mental problems, but then he wonders why he didn't have a lot of lines in the play, right?
Oh, Ma.
There you go, hon. You're doing great now. Don't treat your mother that way.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Let's make it that this year, whatever days we have with Mother, it's the best Mother's Day ever. It's the best July 4th ever with Mother. Memorial Day. Back to school. Labor Day. Harvest season. Thanksgiving. Christmas. January 1st, 2025. Her birthday. Whatever it might be. Stop all this life where it's all about me. I'm not happy. I had to grow up in a Christian church. Oh, yeah, that's right. That church is such a bad place. Kept you off drugs, kept you off drink, kept you off this. That's a pretty bad place. Thank God for your mother. Don't hold her to be perfect. And mothers, I would just ask, if you're a mother, don't you blow it. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to talk to you again. What mother would do that? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Our Father, I thank you for Mother's Day. I thank you for these sweet ladies. Their task is such a difficult task, and they all do it so well. I pray that we might not fight and attack and criticize, reject and ridicule and renounce and rebel against mothers' loving instruction. Help mothers to be an example in Christianity and godliness and holiness. And when we stumble, when a mother stumbles, our father stumbles, may we get it right with you and then get it right with our family. May we not have such pride we never deal with it. I thank you for each one that's here today. May this be a pivotal day in 2024 as we think about mother. May it change from this moment forward. May it not be Ma, always a sigh, always a complaint, always a problem, always a rebellion. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. You can be a good mother without being saved, but you cannot be the right mother. You need to be born again. Mothers and dads and children, teenagers and adults are here today. Are you saved? Do you know Christ as your Savior? In a moment we'll stand, and when we stand, we're going to ask you to walk down this aisle, and a lady will be ready for a lady, show you how to be born again, how to be saved. And a man will be willing to show another man how to be born again. Perhaps some mothers ought to come and kneel. Perhaps some children, I'll say, some teenagers say, Mom, will you go with me? Dad, will you go with me? Let's pray about our home. Let's pray about our family. In a moment, we'll stand. And then the pianist will play. These preachers will be here. People will be ready. Father, speak to us in the invitation. It's particularly about this subject of being a mother or helping a mother, assisting a mother, encouraging a mother. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Let's stand together, shall we? As we stand, the altar is open. Come quickly, if you will. Soul winners will be here at the aisles. We're ready. A lady's ready to show another lady. A man's here to show a man. Would you come? Say, I want to pray about my mothering to my family. Well, then come and pray. My position being a father. God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Keep coming from the balcony, the lower floor. Every Christian, would you pray right now? We have all the children's services going on, the youth service going on, and the Spanish service going on, the sea ministry at the other property. Pray for it right now. Would you do that? Ah, Ma. Ah, Ma. Don't be an ah, Ma. Complaining about everything. Murmuring. Why do you always pick on me? Why do I always have to do it? Our Father, today we thank you for these dear folks that are in this auditorium and our friends that listen online around the globe. We're so very grateful for what you've done on this Mother's Day. It's been so special in Sunday school and Sunday morning. Thank you for that goodly heritage we have that the ladies sang about with their daughters. Thank you for Sister Naomi, that beautiful song regarding the home. Oh, may we dedicate it as we see in homes, as she said, as she sang, destroyed all over the place. More children raised that were born last year into fatherless homes than those that were born into a home with a father. What a sad statistic. What a sad statistic to think that America aborted, killed more babies last year than any other country. What a shame on us, a Christian nation. We had the great root, but we've drifted so far away. And we've drifted from motherhood. Help ladies to realize they're so important to guide the home. May they never have their children put a heaviness on their heart. Rebellion, rejection, renouncing. I pray your blessing upon every home. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Bus workers, you can make your way out. Bus drivers, if you would, please. We have one division of our bus teenagers up there. You can make your way also to your bus. Father, bless these dear, dear people. I pray that you comfort the hearts of those that have a mother that's already passed away. A mother's not here. It's a strange feeling not buying a Mother's Day card for a mother. But I realize that today many in this room are in that same position. Mother's been gone for a long time for some. Some, it's been decades and decades. Comfort their hearts on this Mother's Day. Bless the mothers that are raising children and the mothers that are now grandmothers. The empty nest, help them to pray fervently and intercede on behalf of their grandchildren. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have folks that are being led to Christ as the pianist continues to play. I want you to pray that God open their eyes to salvation. Our college family is gone today, but up in that balcony, it's a great crowd up there. These lower floors today, and I believe we add them up. We have more people outside of the building than inside. Every Sunday night, over the next many Sunday nights, I'm going to have a young couple stand and we'll pray for that couple in the service tonight. I never have a word of prayer publicly for those that are moving, just to move. That would be every week. All my 48 years I've been here, someone's moving. But we always pray for those going into the ministry. And tonight we have a family that we'll pray for. And next Sunday night we'll have two, both leaving the country to go to the mission field, and both will be leaving us. Next Sunday is their last Sunday here. We'll have folks many times this summer that will be leaving us to the ministry. I know in July we've got some leaving. And that's a hurt, but that's the blessing of this church. We live for that. That's fulfilling the Great Commission. And we will lose people for the ministry all year, all summer. Quite frankly, it's a very exciting moment for me. So I hope you'll be in church tonight, 6 o'clock. We'll baptize when we're ready there, and we're not quite ready. Ladies, again, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so very much. How many men, how many men get the privilege to cook today? Would you lift your hand up? You get to cook today. What are we cooking today? DoorDash.
How many are cooking tuna fish sandwiches? Anybody? Tuna fish sandwich. Got one on there. No, I'm not going to ask you. You're not doing this. Spam. How many are cooking spam today? Any spam people today? Well, good Christians there. Have you ever dined at that French restaurant? Oh, that French restaurant called Jacques in the Box? Anybody dining at Jacques in the Box? Any Olive Garden today? One. Good. Anybody fasting today? Say, we're just doing without food. That'd be great. What a great crowd. I like that picture that we just saw it there. And I love you folks, you mothers. God bless you. Out in the lobby, just for the ladies that are here, don't take for someone who's not. We still have the rest homes that we're and our shut-ins we go to. And we have 15, 16, 17 rest homes. So we have them, and we have the different folks that are shut in today. We want to take care of them. We have the other ministries coming in as well. If you'll just, we have a sweet couple being led to Christ. Let's not come and congregate here. Let them be dealt with the Word of God. They're not ready for baptism. And just want to leave two words with you, two vowels, the same one, an A and a W. Mix them up. And last but not least, yeah, you got it. One more time, everybody. You're rebels too, aren't you? I can just tell. I love you, folks. Happy Mother's Day. Let me pass your roll. When I pass your roll, you'll be dismissed.
I want to know more about that mansion.